Speaking before Parliament's Agriculture Committee on the 2013 winter cropping season, Made said most crops such as soybeans, barley and tobacco are supported by the users of the crops, and wheat should not be an exception. Made said his ministry and the finance ministry have engaged millers so they can contract farmers.
We have a new approach that we will be calling upon the millers to be part and parcel of the winter wheat crop because they are the final users of that crop. So this is a major shift that I want your committee to know that we are busy. And very interestingly, whilst we were calling millers, the bakers themselves did call and say they are interested in looking at the wheat crop and supporting farmers.
This, he said, is expected to boost wheat production and cut down on imports. Most millers and bakers rely on wheat and flour imports due to shortages locally. Made said the government must remain firm in supporting farming with emphasis on maize and wheat. Made said 40,000 hectares are expected to be put under wheat production at a cost of $88 million, adding the government expects to provide $30 million of the amount. A 1,600 metric ton harvest is expected.
It is our initial proposal that government puts in 30 million. But I want to caution, Chair, that you know the challenges of government at the moment. There's the referendum. They are impending elections, so you never know what the Minister of Finance will come up with. So by and large, our focus is going to be on the banking sector and the goodwill of the contractors who use wheat.
Made said beneficiaries of government support must have functional irrigation facilities, enough land, and other set standards. He told the committee farmers need uninterrupted power supplies for the winter season to be a success, adding the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority must guarantee that power would be readily available.
Even for the contractors, if ZESA is not guaranteed, surely with the due respect, Chairman, I don't think anyone would risk their money. That is the challenge of the winter crop. It's not like summer crop where you anticipate, you know, some natural rain. So here we have got to be clear. We must agree with the Minister of Energy that the electricity must be guaranteed. Otherwise, it will be of no use.
He said the cost of electricity of about $400 per hectare was too costly, adding government should consider coming up with a tariff for the agriculture sector so farmers can break even. The minister said while inputs such as seeds and top dressing fertilizer are available, there is not enough basal fertilizer for the winter wheat crop. Made also revealed that government owes fertilizer companies more than $40 million. He said the firms were now under pressure as they are failing to service their loans. Wheat farmers, Made said, face major challenges, especially as the Grain Marketing Board has failed to pay most of them for delivered produce. GMB owes wheat farmers $1.5 million. He also told Parliament that the GMB needs to be recapitalized to the tune of close to $100 million to cater for the strategic grain reserve, rehabilitation, and its transport fleet. Committee Chairman Moses Jiri asked Made to assist the committee to access the list of beneficiaries of the Reserve Bank's Farm Mechanization Scheme and Government's Input Support Scheme. He said efforts to get the list from the Central Bank and the GMB have been fruitless. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.